Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's a big show.
Show fifth episode. We've made it five episodes. I, of course, am Sign Guy, joined by Beast Barnett and Nick Iggy of the Carnies. Guys, fifth episode already. Can you believe it?
We're more than halfway through. We're over the hump.
Yeah.
We are. Well, why don't we kick this thing off? By my calculations, it is Nick Iggy's turn to recap this episode. Are you prepared to recap for us, Nick?
I am always prepared. Well, I'll jump right into it. So this week, episode 5, we kind of start off in the Big Show kitchen. JJ brings a hamster in there. Captain Lomont Periwinkle. Is the hamster's name, and it's not just a normal hamster. No. It's a hamster from the smart class. Just going about their day, Big Show's talking about how they've got to give Cassie some space because she's got a 10-step program to be normal because she lost her job, and she comes in all excited, and the kids are like, yeah, right. Some 10-step program, that is. Lola's talking about how she's going to hang out with this new boy, but they try to hide it from Big Show. And his name is Greg Turbo, which is a real dope name. And even Big Show, once he finds out about it, realizes that Greg Turbo has a super sweet name, and he later calls him Turbs. Because Cassie spills the beans about him. And then Cassie kind of takes a shot at Big Show for wearing a fanny pack. And Big Show only has 6, so it's not even a collection at this point. We go to Cassie in JJ's room.
I want to ask at this point how many fanny packs that either of you two own.
I think only one.
I have two.
No, two. I have two, and I have a sling bag. It's it's not a fanny pack, but I guess it's my my type of fanny pack. It's great. I've never been a huge fanny pack guy. I never got into that big craze, but as a wrestling, like every wrestler has a fanny pack. So I think that was a nice little shout out there. Nice question. Cassie's cleaning JJ's room because she's just trying to figure stuff out to do ever since she lost her job and got fired. She's trying to focus on other things, and she focuses on Captain Periwinkle, makes a little board with the hamster as Maverick from Top Gun with some great pictures. Then she says she's working on one where he's breaking up with Kylie Jenner.
I wanted to interject at this point, too, where she rearranges JJ's room, and JJ's all concerned about the things that she found, like the money and maybe some euros. And I don't know if either of you have seen The Bourne Identity, but I assume that JJ has some, secret vault like Bourne did with a bunch of passports and money from a whole bunch of countries for whatever she might need.
I have not seen it, but I can definitely see her having all sorts of things because she is an evil genius.
All right. Well, if you ever do see it and you get to the part where Bourne opens up his Swiss bank account that he doesn't know about because he's lost his memory. You'll think about JJ and that, and you're like, yeah, I bet JJ has one of those.
You know what?
I bet he's just got it stashed like under the mattress or something.
Exactly.
She's got it somewhere because JJ's smart like that. She needs it. You never know when she's going to have to escape out of the country or fly somewhere. That's
right.
JJ. She's a little rascal. She's cleaning out JJ's room and whatnot and trying to make those boards for the hamster, and JJ goes, I picked the wrong week to stop drinking Capri Sun. And that got me, that gave me a little chuckle right there. JJ always delivering those solid one-liners.
I think that was a throwback to Airplane. I don't know if you've seen the movie Airplane, but I think that was kind of their little take on it.
Correct.
Makes sense. I could see that. Then we go on to... Was it Gray? I think, this is where the Big Show wants to meet Lola's boyfriend, Greg Turbo. And, you know, he's all set to intimidate him and everything. And Greg comes in, and Greg's like, hey, I'm a big fan. You got the best move in the world. And he kind of starts getting on Big Show's good side because he's a fan. And Big Show's like, well, we can't intimidate him now. Like, this Greg Turbo guy is pretty cool. And they're going to do an escape room at this moment, and their friends cancel on them, which was their ride, because I guess they broke up because one of them didn't like Lizzo. And to be honest, like, if I wasn't married and I was dating and the girl I was dating didn't like Lizzo, I'd consider breaking up with her too. Big Lizzo fan over here. But then we go on to Big Show offering to drive them, since he's got a great car and wants them to go on their date and likes Greg now. And Greg's like, hey, come do the escape room with us. You know, you can take the spot of the other two. And Lola's like, well, I guess so, Greg, since you're such a nice guy. How can I say no to you? So they go to the escape room. and then Cassie is still going crazy. And Lola and Man, oh, because she tries to do something to Mandy's hair and just frizzes it out. And they try to think of an idea of how to get Cassie back to normal. And they think how to use the hamster, Captain Lamont Periwinkle, by losing him. And Cassie freaks out because she thinks she's a failure for losing the hamster. And then we go to the escape room where they Big Show and Greg Turbo and Lola actually are at this point. It's a pirate-themed one. And the host of the game's like, this is what you do, yada, yada, yada. And Big Show's like, she's really got to learn how to stay in character, which was a nice liner right there. And, of course, you know, Greg and Big Show are just hanging out the whole time, and Lola's like, no, we need to do this. And they're kind of doing their own. And Lola's kind of ticked off that Greg's focused more on the Big Show than he is on her. And then they're running out of time. So what does Big Show do? He uses his strength and just busts the door open and escapes. I don't know if legally that counts as them escaping, but technically they escape.
I don't think you're getting your picture taken for that one.
No, I think... He broke the door down and, like, the host of the game was like, Tampa has... This is like the sixth time this has happened this week. Tampa has too many wrestlers, which was great because so many wrestlers are living down in that Orlando-Tampa area. So that's a nice little shout-out there. You know, then we go to Greg and Lola in the kitchen. They're doing some math homework. That's like their teacher has a math rap. And they're about to kiss, and they're getting real close. And then Big Show shows up, and he's like, Turbs! And Greg's like, what up, Show? And they have this crazy handshake. And then Big Show gives Greg a collector's item, a shirt with Big Show's face on it. And he's like, don't go to France wearing that shirt. You know, it's just like Greg and Big Show get along more than Greg and Lola. Not that Greg and Lola don't get along. It's just like he's starstruck by the Big Show. And Big Show, I think he, ever since leaving wrestling, you know, retiring, he needs that attention. He needs someone to know that people still look up to him and think he's, like, this great athlete. And that's where Greg comes along. You know, then we have Lola go upstairs to Mandy and JJ hanging out in their room. She's like, yo, Big Show's trying to steal my boyfriend. They're like, we've got our own problems to deal with. And Cassie's just playing guitar horribly on the balcony. And then this is where they show the Captain Periwinkle that he's still alive. And she's like, no, 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 I know the whole bait and switch. I've replaced so many of your animals. And they have this idea to catfish Cassie. So they get Big Show's Twitter. What happens next? Nobody knows. And then Big Show comes home, and Lola's waiting on him. Because earlier Lola said, hey, I got to break up with Greg. He's into you, and you got to break up with him too, you know? Once I break up with him, the whole family breaks up with him. Relationship 101. And Big Show's like, you know, we went to the batting cages, and Lola caught him in a lie because he said he wasn't at the batting cages. But Greg posted about it, you know, and so she's like, you have to break up with him for real. So Big Show did break up with Greg for real, which was sad because Lola broke up with him too. So now Greg has got no girlfriend, got no former WWE superstar friend. So Greg is just losing it all at this point. I kind of feel bad for the guy. He did nothing wrong. Honestly, he was just a good guy. But, you know, came back to bite him in the butt. Then we get a knock on the door, and Big Show opens it, and it's Tan France from Queer Eye. And I guess that's who they were catfishing as. They were getting acting like the Big Show to get Tan France there, and Tan France is all like, you know what, Big Show, you're my Mount Everest. I've wanted to work on you for years, and I'm like, this is cool. I could dig it. But because, you know, Cassie talked about Tan France and Clear Eye like two other times before an episode, JJ and Cassie, or JJ and Mandy had this great idea to get Tan there. Cassie comes looking a hot mess, and then Tan does a makeover to her, and Cassie is feeling better about herself. Tan leaves, and Big Show's like, hey, get in the car. I got something to show you. And they go to a bench where it's got an advertisement with Cassie's face on it about selling real estate because she was down in the dump saying, no one's going to hire me. You know, I'm out of job. So the day after she got fired, he got that park bench sign so she could do her own real estate because he knew if anyone can sell houses by herself without having any company backing her, it was his wife. And they were happy about it, but she had some crazy eyes, so they made the Big Show pick up the park bench and bring it home. And that's pretty much episode 5 of the Big Show show. What were you guys' thoughts on it?
I loved the episode. I thought it was one of the better ones of the whole series.
Yeah, I actually was very into this episode. I think
the episode itself was all right, but it jumped into the good category with Greg Turbo. I love the dude.
Yeah, Greg Turbo rules.
He did. Now, I will point out one little thing I don't think we recapped. We had another appearance from Terry this week. They were at the gym.
We did, yeah.
Big Show was telling them all about how he's a little worried about his oldest daughter starting a date, and Terry's given actually sound advice about how he has to nip it in the bud and make sure things go well because he's got two more daughters, and if he doesn't set a precedent, then he's going to be dealing with this for the rest of his life. And while he's trying to help the Big Show, he's also trying to lift a whole lot of weight. Big Show just kind of lets him drop the weight. He's almost dropped it right on his chest before Big Show finally helps him. But Terry was the one that sort of leaned Big Show towards intimidating poor Greg Turbo at first.
So I think the girls learned from this incident that they need to make sure any boyfriend does not like wrestling.
Yes, I think that's the smartest route. Stay away. I don't think that would work out. I don't think a Big Show would want them dating wrestlers either.
I know a lot of wrestlers that say that, and then it ends up their daughter marries a wrestler. So I don't know if he would fall into that category or if he would successfully steer them away.
Well, you would hope he'd steer them away. Wrestlers are the worst. I'm just kidding. Not all of them. Not all of them. Some of us are okay.
Now, Beast, you'll have a different perspective than Nick and I on this. You have a daughter, let's say in 14 years, she brings home a guy and they're going to go on a date. The guy sees you and he's like, "Aren't you Beast Barnett, the referee for the Razor Ramones?" And he's a huge fan of yours. What are you going to do?
I'm going to have to say, you know, when I was first watching it, I was kind of, you know, a little critical of Big Show, you know, just being like any old fan, you know, he's going to win you over. But, you know, if you your daughter brings home somebody who thinks you're cool, you know, it's easy to fall into that trap. I could totally, you know, see why, you know, Big Show would like that. And I was going to, you know, be a little critical of him still wanting to hang out after his daughter had broken up with him. And you know, because at that point, he's just some any other fan, and, you know. But he's really not any other fan. He's Greg Turbo. So it really depends on if it's Greg Turbo or not.
Yeah, if your daughter finds a Greg Turbo, you can't turn him away. That's the kind of guy you want with your daughter.
Absolutely. I hope my daughter brings home a Greg Turbo.
But not the
cool
Greg Turbo, because that'd be a little odd.
That would.
Maybe Greg's got a little brother.
Right, right.
Hoping for the best.
Well,
By
the time that happens, maybe even, you know, a nephew would be appropriate.
Somebody from the Turbo family tree.
Gotta love those Turbos.
Absolutely.
I think there was another line in that episode where Big Show said something about Undertaker delivering her baby in the Superdome. And I can only imagine.
Yeah. So that would be the two WrestleManias, I think, would be the only time they were at the Superdome. So somebody, you know, had their baby at WrestleMania. That's quite the story.
Great story.
Now,
good for them. Have Undertaker
deliver
it. If he were to have done that, it either had to be when he was wildly concussed and he didn't remember that day whatsoever, or was a couple of years ago, and he only was in a match for about 5 minutes, so he had plenty of time.
I hope it's the latter.
Yes.
That could be. Maybe that's why his match with Cena was so short. He had a baby to deliver backstage.
Can't blame the man.
Well, maybe that's why they you know were going back and forth on whether he'd have a match with Cena or not, because, you know, he had responsibilities as the doula for this couple.
Could you imagine?
I could not. Right. That place was filled with people. It was hard to get around in the Superdome. and you wouldn't think it'd be the most sanitary, safe place to have a baby delivered, but maybe she was there to watch the show and prematurely went into labor.
Very possible. Very possible.
I could see her jumping up and cheering for maybe John Cena, or maybe she was cheering for Naomi, and all of a sudden the stress of cheering caused her to go into labor. It could happen.
Possibility. Yeah, I'm not against it. But what, did you guys have a favorite character this week?
Greg Turbo.
Beast?
I think it's going to be unanimously Greg Turbo.
Guys, I want JJ to win them all because JJ still shined this episode, but I think
she
Greg Turbo.
Yeah, exactly.
She was close. I mean, I'm gonna call it a tie with her and Greg Turbo. You know, she's got to keep her role going.
I can go for that.
That's definitely fair.
Now,
I also thought this might have been the best performance of the Big Show to this point. I thought he was great in this one. He was serious when he had to sit the daughters down to tell them about how they needed to treat Cassie and they'd made the mistake. He could be silly when he was like talking about how they were going to share the property of the frozen yogurt punch card. He was all over the map there. I thought he did fantastic.
I agree. I think he definitely had a lot of range in this episode. It wasn't very one-sided or just one-dimensional. Like, it was different sides of the Big Show, which was nice to see because, like, you know he has that range. It's just every episode isn't written that way.
Right.
Exactly. He also dropped a lot more wrestling references in this episode, for sure. I noticed he was referencing The Undertaker, like we said. He mentioned Mick Foley not coming to the pool party. He was wearing the championship belt. So a lot more wrestling-related references in this episode.
And a little Easter egg, I guess you'd call it. I don't know if you guys noticed the little chalkboard in the back of the kitchen. It had a big chalk, letters, the whites. So it was, the first time we saw that. And it had a big chalk drawing of a championship title. I thought it was a pretty cool background flavor.
Yeah, in the middle, didn't it say, like, greatest family ever or something like that?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like the chalk on there. I think, and I could be 100% wrong on here, another wrestling-related thing that might have been very subtle, where Big Show's talking about how he had a dream that Lola had was dating a street magician with a tattoo on his face. Now, that could have been Fantasio / Spellbinder, because he had the face paint and he was a magician. I don't know if that was, like, very subtle or if I'm reading too much into that.
It might have been an egg
as
for Memphis wrestling fans of the late 90s.
Right. I want as many wrestling references as possible, but that might be a stretch.
It might be a stretch, yeah. I mean, I was thinking that. I was like, well, probably a stretch, but I'm going to count it just for the Big Show show's sake. So they get as many wrestling references as possible in there.
All right.
We'll count that. Now, in my own head, when he was talking about that, I kind of thought maybe it was a little bit of a nod to Holy Foley, where Mick Foley's daughter was dating the clown. So maybe it was kind of a slight little play on that.
Oh, Frank the Clown. Yeah, could be a possibility.
Well, guys, is there anyone that you
least favorite episode?
What? Yeah, least favorite. Beast, who is your least favorite?
I'll have to say Mandy, but not in any, like, slight against her performance or her character. She just kind of was in JJ's storyline this week, and you know, just kind of, you know, melded in there. And we only got a slight passing reference to her ongoing romance with Taylor Cliff Swift.
Cliff.
That's
true. I'm going to go with...
They rushed through that, too. They were like, oh, you're secretly dating your rival, Taylor Swift, and that was the only reference.
Right. I want to get more into that. So hopefully
I think maybe because, like, last week it was kind of like a Mandy-heavy episode with all that stuff going on with Cliff. So maybe they're like, okay, this week's going to be a Lola episode. So...
Right.
You know, we'll mention it that way. Continuity, everyone remembers. Oh yeah, that's what's going on. But we got to focus on that, because I think the week before that might have been like the JJ Smart episode.
Yeah, and that's where the hamster came into play, was being from her new class
smart
where she's in the accelerated program. And Mike, who is your least favorite?
I think I'm going with Lola on this one.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just feel like sometimes she just brings me down in the episodes. I feel like she's not written negatively, but I feel like she's always in a negative mood.
She's always
on a
foil
lot of
to the comedy.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, come on. Come on. Be happy. Can't we all just get along? Don't you want your boyfriend to get along with your dad? You don't want him butting heads. You want your dad to approve. But yeah, I think Lola. What about you, Sun Guy?
I have to go with Cassie this episode, mainly because she just blurted out, oh yeah, I replaced all your dead pets a bunch. And that kind of traumatized JJ and Mandy. And she's out there, sure, she's got like wild hair, and she obviously not taking care of herself, playing the guitar out on the roof. So she was kind of a mess this episode. And then the thing that put it over the top for me was Big Show obviously spent a good deal of money to get that bench made for her, have it at a bus stop in Tampa. That can't be the cheapest way to show her what he wants her to do with the rest of her career. So we had this mapped out, went to the expense of doing that, and then instantly she doesn't like the picture and she wants the whole bench ripped out of the ground and replaced. So that's kind of a harsh thing to do when he goes to that trouble to show you the career path he thinks you should take, which you agree with, and he's been confident in you this whole time, set that up, and you're like, oh, I don't like that picture. That was a horrible picture. Change it. She could have been more appreciative.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel that. He went through all that trouble, and she's like, my eyes are crazy. I don't like it. And it's like, but I worked on this for you. The day after you got fired because I believe in you.
Exactly. And then Lola was right there with her. She was kind of like, oh, yeah, you got to get rid of this. And she could have sided with her dad a little bit and said, hey, you worked hard on this. And maybe give it a day or two before you say, hey, could we get a different picture for the bench, something. But she's just right there with Cassie, rip it out of the ground, and then they just stood there while he's trying to carry this really heavy bench away before he gets in trouble with the police or the people that take care of the bus stop. So they weren't the nicest of the Big Show.
No, not at all. Not this week, at least.
No.
Any favorite moments?
I think I might have to Let Mandy go easy on it there, and I think I'll have to go with both Lola and Cassie just for that end there.
Okay, yeah, I think that's a good way to go.
Well, is there anything else we're forgetting for this episode?
No, I think we got it.
Yeah, I think we're good. I think I'm glad they did kind of a crossover, since Queer Eye's on Netflix now, and the Big Show is on Netflix. They kind of did like a crossover there, kind of cross promotion, which was a nice thing to do.
It definitely was. I like how they kind of subtly set that up too. They didn't hammer it home. They just kind of subtly mentioned that a couple of times, and then there they were, the show's big cameo.
Yeah, which was a nice way to do it. They didn't overly do it, and I even knew he was in this season at some point. I wasn't sure when, and they mentioned him, and I was like, I wonder what they're catfishing for. And then I felt dumb. I was like, oh, duh, of course it's him. Mm. Yeah, solid episode.
Absolutely. I think it was one of the stronger episodes of the whole series. Well, Beast, anything you want to say or plug or mention?
Not particularly this week. It's been one of those weeks where, you know, things have been crazy. I hope everybody out there is being healthy. You know, take care of yourselves, everyone.
Heck yeah.
Absolutely. Nick, anything you want to say or plug? Perhaps throw a joke out there for an independent wrestler?
Well, I don't know. We never finished the joke last week about Sonico. We left everyone hanging. So how does Sonico enter a room? Through the luchador.
Yeah, he does.
I love it. Love it.
You could get that and many more jokes from There's No Punchline, an independent wrestling joke book featuring over 100 different independent professional wrestlers on sale now for $13. That includes shipping and handling. Contact me, Nick Iggy, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn. Call me if you find my phone number. Send me a letter. Email me. Do whatever you can to contact me. And I can get you one sent out if you've got the funds for it.
I already have mine. I love it.
I have mine, too, and I love it.
I'll get mine soon, and I will love it.
And so will you, everyone listening. What about you, Sign Guy? Anything
you're
to
listening.
Plug?
You should pick up a copy, too. Well, guys, we did have something happen. I wanted to end the show with this. As we know, we lost Shad Gaspard this past week, and he was part of the Big Show show. He pops up in the series finale, or season finale, rather. He did have a vital role in that episode, so we want to pay tribute to Shad Gaspard, who tragically passed away this last week. We will do the 10 bell count as we bid you adieu, and we'll be back with you next week for episode 6. So stay healthy out there, be safe, and we'll talk to you soon.